You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Also, other things that are heating up, the vice president of basketball operations search. We'll see if the Atlanta Hawks finally have an answer to those questions. And to help me answer that question, Brad Rowland of Locked On Hawks and Hammer Territory, he joins me here on the WadeFord.com hotline. Brad, how you doing, my friend?
I'm doing well, man. How are you?
I'm fantastic, man. I'm just, I need the Braves to take a... I don't know. I need the Braves to figure something out, you know, one way or the other. And we'll talk about them here in just a second. But I do want to start here with the Atlanta Hawks, the vice president of basketball operations. What's the latest on this search? What are the Hawks looking for? And do you think that we have a resolution to this before the NBA Finals finishes up?
It's really interesting. It's been very, very quiet for about 2.5 weeks now. You know, it's honestly, this search has taken longer than I thought it was going to take originally. You know, they fired Landry Fields like April 21st, and it's June 1st as we're talking, and that's a pretty long time in this world of searches. Now, it's not unique. Like, for instance, the Phoenix Suns are head coachless about the same time frame, so like, it's not unprecedented, but not even a lot of reporting in the last couple of weeks, honestly. There was a bit of a flurry around Masai Ujiri. It's of interest there, but other than that, it's kind of quiet, and I'm starting to think that the Hawks might just stand pat and kind of give the number one job to Antti Salleh, who they already have in the building. He's the current GM, and maybe kind of build around him with some, you know, senior advisors, something like that. But it seems like they might just stick with that, but maybe there's a curveball, but they're clearly not in a hurry, if nothing else.
Yeah, no, at the very least. And look, at this point, I would not be surprised if they end up doing something like that and just see what they end up doing. But as far as summer expectations, what are your expectations for the Hawks this summer? No Trae Young extension, that's potentially on the table. Hopefully it is. Maybe they need to make a big splash move. I know some people here on this station have talked a little bit about a Giannis Antetokounmpo. I'm not exactly going to hold my breath for that one. But look, as far as your expectations for what's on the table for the Hawks this summer, what do you think?
Yeah, I mean, they certainly could make a big swing. I always kind of fall short of projecting something like that, especially, you know, the Giannis thing in particular. It's possible, but it's, I would say it's unlikely. Even if you put all of the kind of bigger swing trades together and you just kind of added up the percentages, you're probably still below 50%. And that's probably okay. This is still a team that's pretty darn young of their core pieces. You know, the oldest guy in the core is Trae Young, who is still a pretty young player in the middle of his prime. So they're not really worried about aging out of the process. But still, if they want to take a bigger swing, and that was one of the things that kind of was in the background when they – elected to fire Landry Fields, is like, hey, maybe Tony Ressler wants to speed this thing up a little bit. And that might be an indication of that. But that could happen in multiple ways. It could be more of a subtle speed up of like kind of building around the margins, adding someone with a mid-level exception, kind of just doing secondary things. Yeah, the Trae extension thing is a big domino for sure. It's probably the number one storyline for me this summer. They don't have to do that, but the negotiations there would be interesting to follow because it kind of tells you some stuff about the organization, like how committed are they to Trae Young. That's a big thing kind of just in the direction, because if they were to, you know, for instance, not extend Trae, maybe like keep the flexibility, that might kind of point you towards a slower, not rebuild, but more of a retooling where they're not going to speed it up. Because honestly, if they don't have Trae, they're not going to win as many games. Like, he's still their best player and all those things. So that's why they're more on the list. But certainly, I can never tell anybody not to get excited about big trades because they're always out there.
Oh, they're fun, and they're fun to think about, you know? But but as far as, I mean, finding a running mate for Trae Young seems to be just kind of a – it seems like the Hawks have been fighting a losing battle with that here for several years now, and maybe Zachary Risacher can turn into that. Maybe Jalen Johnson can take that next big step. But as far as your expectations for the team next season, who is that guy who steps up on the current roster besides Trae Young, who we'll talk about here in just a moment? But who is that other person on this roster that you need to see take that big step forward in order for this team to make a playoff run, or at least make the playoffs?
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games, offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus D&C supply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In 2025-26.
Yeah, I think it's a reasonable question. And, you know, if they were to keep trying to build around Trae, you do need someone to probably become, if not as good as him, like pretty close to be able to be a real contending team. Like, Trae is really good, but you probably need to have another number two guy like that. The closest is certainly Jalen Johnson. He was on track to be like a top, I don't know, 30 or 40 player in the league last year before his injury. And I think that hopefully it wasn't like it's not a chronic injury or something like that. So you're hoping he picks up where he left off. And he was one of like 6-5 guys in the league, averaging 19 points, 10 rebounds, and 5 assists per game. Like, he's got a pretty interesting, you know, path to being probably not like a top 10 player, but like an actual like perennial all-star candidate kind of guy. That's a pretty important and honestly valuable player, especially because he's that kind of two-way four that everybody wants. So he's the guy that's the closest. And obviously the Hawks are hoping that Risacher breaks out. You know, he doesn't always have that like superstar pedigree, I wouldn't say. But again, another guy who's like, you know, 6'9", who can kind of defend and shoot and kind of be what you want to be. And maybe it's an unconventional path where you have maybe two or three guys that are all like that. There's like top 50 players around Trae Young. That's something you can kind of do without having a clear-cut number two. But if there is a number two guy in the short term on the roster, it's probably Jalen Johnson.
Well, Brad, what does this team need? You know, just as far as I know, we talked a little bit about the big luxury item, but and then we talked about some other teams or guys who can step up who are on the roster already. But as far as somebody you could add legitimately, or at least just a position, what does this team need more than anything?
Yeah, I mean, obviously the best thing they could do to win more now would be to add a second star, and that's like easier said than done, of course. You know, and how many of those guys are actually available that are even better than Jalen Johnson right now? The list is probably like two or three at the absolute most that are actually like maybe even available in a trade. So it's kind of hard to say that. But really, they do need a second player that can create their own offense and also create for other people. And that might sound simple, but there were way too many times, especially after Jalen went down last season, where Trae was going to get double or triple teams, and they didn't have the guy to kind of make teams pay for that. And, you know, the hope would be that Jalen does that. The hope would be that, you know, in the short term, maybe even especially in the long term, Ricochet helps with that. But they just, there was too many times, especially in the play. I mean, in the play, and it was very clear. No one, there was not a guy that other teams were scared of. And getting another guy that scares teams, that's a pretty simple thing to say. And it would be probably too broad to say, but they just kind of have to have a number two shot creator. And then obviously you need a backup point guard, backup center, all those things. But like the biggest thing is like that number two guy that actually can create offense.
How many swings do you think this organization is going to give Trae Young before they end up moving on from him? Or just saying that this is a failed experiment? You know, I mean, like, what's the ceiling for this team with Trae as its number one?
Yeah, it's a real question. And I found myself being, I think, higher on Trae than most at this point in time. But, you know, it's a very complicated situation. Like, the short version is I think he has more value to the Hawks than he would in a trade right now. Part of that's because he's really good, and part of that's because he unlocks a lot of what they've done. Like, they built around him in some respects. Like, all of their really intriguing young core guys look a lot better when you have the number one player in place, if that makes sense. Like, Trae's passing opens up a lot of stuff for Dyson Daniels and Ricochet and Jalen. But on the other side, if you want to be a pessimist about it, Trae probably isn't going to be a top 10 player in the league. Maybe he could get to the fringe of that. He's kind of flirted with that at times in the past. But it is hard to do that when you don't have that guy. And, you know, while the league is not, you don't have to have that player, it's easier if you do. And also, he's never going to stop being a 6'1 point guard. And that was always the case with Trae Young. As good as he's always been, like, there are limitations. Doesn't mean it's impossible, but there are challenges to building around a player that is as small as he is. Because, look, the last 30 years, 40 years, no one since Isaiah Thomas, 1990, has been the best player on a championship team at Trae Young's size. It's very hard to do.
Yeah. It's precedent. That's just what it says. You know, and look, I'm as high as on Trae Young as most people are in this city. And I think that this team can win with him. They showed that we can win in this city with Trae Young. And if he doesn't step on an official's ankle in the Eastern Conference Finals, we're potentially talking about the Hawks making a run to the NBA Finals. So who knows with the Atlanta Hawks? But as far as next season, I mean, ultimately it's going to be an interesting ride. A lot of discourse to come here on that situation. Brad Rowland joining me here on the WadeFord.com hotline. He does Locked On Hawks. Also, Hammer Territory covers the Atlanta Braves. And I'm getting to that point of insanity with this team, Brad, because I know how good they can be. We've seen it before. And it's just a frustrating spot to be in. So if I were to give you a Braves stock right now, it's not very high. It's not very good right now. But do you buy low or are you panic selling?
Ooh, I think with those two options, I would probably buy low. It's a harder sell. That's the wrong word. It's a harder for me to say that than it would have been 2 weeks ago. I mean, it's literally only been 2 weeks since I was pretty optimistic about the team, to be honest with you. And it shouldn't change that much over 2 weeks, especially with Ronald Acuna now back and he looks great and all those things. But like the results in the last 2 weeks, like they're just digging a bigger hole. And it feels like the same game every night in some respects. And the offense is not that good enough. I mean, my favorite, probably the spotlight stat recently is like the Braves were top three in baseball in ERA over the month of May, and they went 13-14 in the month. And it's like they can't score runs, and it's insane. It's not the same team, but it's very similar to a team that was a record-setting offense, you know, 18-20 months ago. And it's just it's wild. I would still buy low. Like, my brain won't allow me to say to sell at this point in time, but I wouldn't blame people now after seeing more and more of this that they were kind of at the end of the rope.
Yeah, and I'm not selling. I'm not selling, and I'm holding fast. And I know the definition of insanity, we talked about that in the last segment, but, you know, I know Ronald Acuna's back on this roster, and as long as he is picking up the bat and playing five times a week for this Atlanta Braves team, I think that this team is going to take that next step forward eventually. It's just you need to start seeing it elsewhere in the lineup. If he's going to come in and hit the way he's been hitting over the last week, I understand, what were they, 2-3 or 2-5, whatever it was since he's come back, but the rest of it is going to come, and I'm confident that it's going to happen. But who is somebody in this lineup that you're pointing at specifically as the person who needs to step up and have a big final two-thirds of the season?
Yeah, I mean, it's not really one guy. I think that maybe if you were to say, there's kind of two tiers, right? There's the Matt Olson, Austin Riley tier of guys who were like, they're having seasons that are not terrible. Like, they're actually been, if you look at the stats, they've been above average hitters this year. Neither one of those guys, though, has been what you hope that they would be, especially Riley, I think. Even the underlying stats on Riley are not terribly encouraging, so you could certainly go there. And the other one's Michael Harris. I mean, Michael Harris is having an objectively terrible season at the plate. I mean, he's really valuable other ways. His glove's really good. He can run, all those things, but they can't. They're gonna have a hard time living with where he has been with the bat, especially with everybody else struggling the way they have been. So I would probably go with Harris because he's gonna have to play anyway. Like, they obviously have to have him in there for his gloves, and he's just been so bad that they're gonna have to get him out of that. But it really is not one guy. I wish it was one guy. It'd be way easier if it was one guy, but it's really three or four.
Yeah, I mean, and look, you've got a hole at second base. Well, he's been better. Ozzie's been better, and I can't say that anymore. Michael Harris has been dreadful at the plate. Nick Allen, I mean, he is what you expected him to be, you know, and then whenever everybody else in this lineup doesn't seemingly have a big day, then it seems like this whole offense just kind of goes silent. And it's just a frustrating thing to watch every single day because you don't know if you're going to have one of those explosions like you had on Thursday or on Saturday, or if you're going to have just an implosion like you had on Friday or Sunday. You know, and it's just a very frustrating spot to be in, just watching this club every single day. It's just a brutal spot to be in. But I think that the pitching is also something that has been as bad as the hitting has been, I think the pitching has been that good on the flip side, you know. But how many more hits can this rotation take just in general? A.J. Smith-Shawver, he goes down. I mean, now you're relying on Grant Holmes potentially to be your fourth guy for the rest of the season. There's no chance he goes into the bullpen. Bryce Elder, he's going to come back up into that fifth spot. But how many more hits can this rotation take this season?
Yeah, I mean, I've been, you know, I covered the team and tried to do everything, but it's like, it's hard to focus on the pitching right now because the offense has been the problem. And you're right, the pitching's been really good. They've been top 10 in the league in ERA. It's crazy given where they are on the record-wise, but you're right. You know, with the Smith-Shawver injury, he had been pitching really well in recent days. With Lopez already out for a while, if not the whole season, we'll see how that goes. They are short, and Elder is just, you know, Bryce Elder's not anything great. He's probably not as bad as people think that he is, but he's not very good. And, yeah, one more injury to the rotation, and you're looking at guys who have never done this before. That's where you are. Because Bryce Elder is the last guy in your organization who has experience. And if anything else goes wrong, you're looking at prospects or plug-and-play guys who are on the market for nothing, basically. And it's so early, like, yeah, you can make a trade. That's the overall dance, also, the Braves are doing right now, is that the deadline's still basically 2 months away. And most deals in baseball don't happen on June 1st. Like, yeah, it'd be nice if they went and bought some help right now. But, like, that's not usually how this stuff works. Like, you kind of have to stay afloat until, you know, July 1, July 15, something like that. But you're right. I mean, there's no margin for error with rotation anymore at all. With Lopez already down, it's Smith-Shawver now out.
So what's the priority for this team at the deadline? I'm assuming that I'm buying stock, and you're buying stock as well. So I'm assuming that they're going to be buyers when we get to the trade deadline in 2 months. If you can believe it, it's still 2 months away until we get to the end of or get to that trade deadline. But what do you expect this team to target first? I know you have needs at shortstop. You have needs in the pitching rotation. You have needs potentially in the bullpen still. What are you targeting?
I still think it probably is going to end up being a bullpen arm, but that's a big asterisk with starting pitching, like we just said. Like, they probably need to get in a little bit of depth, whether it's someone who can kind of do both or something like that. Maybe if there's an update on Lopez between now and then. But, you know, it's hard. Like, we just talked about how they need offense, and they do, but there isn't a position outside of shortstop where they can realistically upgrade via trade. Like, left field, yes, but they have Jerickson Profar, who they just signed for a bunch of money coming back in 3 or 4 weeks. And they're not going to trade over him with 3 years off on his deal. So you're hoping for offense internally, and then you're going to hopefully buy some help either in the rotation or bullpen or both. And pitching, it can be tricky, especially starters. Like, you're hoping that Lopez comes back, and because the easiest thing to add is bullpen arms. Like, they don't grow on trees, but they don't cost as much. So I think that's probably what's going to happen, is they will go out and get a reliever. Maybe they will have called up Kimbrel by then as well. But I think that if I were a betting man, I would say they'll add a reliever, but hopefully the starting rotation won't be a glaring need, but they certainly could use another arm, even if it's just for depth.
Yeah. I mean, you need pitchers, and you can never have enough pitchers, because rarely, never, actually, you could say that you start with 5 pitchers in your rotation. Do you ever finish with those same 5 pitchers in your rotations? Brad, thank you as always. What you got coming up here on socials, and what do you have coming up on the Locked On Network?
Yeah, no, I appreciate you having me. I am at BT Roland on all the social platforms, and just hosting podcasts, man. Locked On Hawks is 5 days a week, covering all the latest with the Hawks, and then Hammer Territory. I am on probably 2 or 3 times a week, but the show is 4 or 5 times a week covering the Braves. So you can find those podcasts and everything else at BT Roll on social media.
Brad, appreciate it as always.
Thanks for having me.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.